the rest of the story. 2.5 years are missing from some of the history books. 30 months totally blank. Whether or not they were intentionally swept under the rug, I'm going to leave to you. But right now, I'm merely going to recount the last of those 1,000 or so days as substantiated by author-biographer Emmanuel Royatis. The year is 855 A.D. The street in Rome is the scene of a ceremonial procession en route the Lateran Palace. The procession would never get there. In the procession atop a white stallion rode John, 37 years old, tall, distinguished, royally clothed. All eyes are on him. And then all at once John grimaces, clutches his stomach, slumps forward. Bystanders rush to assist the stricken man, attempt to lift him from his horse. In the process, John falls to the street. From the back of the crowd, it's impossible to see what's transpired. First, there's a clamor about a miracle of some sort, and then the crowd is transformed into an enraged mob. They tie John to the tail of his own horse, drag him through the streets of Rome and back to the spot where he fell. And there John will be stoned to death and buried in the middle of the avenue. This was John Anglicus, also known as John of England, also known as John the Eighth, Pope John the Eighth. But now the rest of the story. John Anglicus was born in Britain, 818 A.D., the scholars say. He went to school in Cologne, where he befriended a Benedictine monk named Felda, and together the two journeyed to Athens. But after Felda died, John went to Rome to enter the priesthood. Because of his scholarship, John won a university chair as a professor of science, became notary of the Curia for the Vatican. He lectured, gave sermons, his popularity grew. Now the year was 853. According to many historians, this was the year of Pope Leo's death, Pope Leo IV. And his successor was already in their midst. Biographer Royatis writes, I'm quoting now, they praised the virtue and unselfishness of Father John, insisting that as he had neither nephews to advance nor a harem to keep up, he was most likely to spend the revenue of St. Peter's among the poor. And Royatis goes on to say that the papal election lasted 4 hours, after which John Anglicus heard the cheers of his supporters. He had been elected Pope John the Eighth. During John's reign, he introduced Ember Days. He consecrated King Louis II of France. According to Royatis, he also ordained 14 bishops and built 5 churches and added a new article to the creed. He wrote 3 books against the iconoclasts, and all of this before he was 37. But then one day, the youthful pontiff was attacked by an angry mob and dragged through the streets of Rome and stoned to death. And to this day, the popes avoid the avenue where John is buried, though they officially refuse to acknowledge that he ever lived. I say the official church position on the matter is that John of England as Pope never existed, but he shows up in 100 different historical accounts. And those sources say that John was the Pope, but that he was never really John. You see, the day of the ceremonial procession from St. Peter's to the Lateran Palace, the day Pope John the Eighth fell from his horse to the street, those who rushed to assist him uncovered the most incredible secret in church history. From the voluminous folds of the papal vestments, they produced an infant prematurely born. For John the Eighth was really Joan Anglicus, disguised since her youth as a man. And in the end, she was tripped up not because she was a woman, but because she was not a good woman. And now you know the rest of the story.